You are listening to The Bugcast, episode 710.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Can you feel insurance? He's a baby, Peter, out before your eyes. And that Kraken starter was Whalers with Paddle Easy from Austin in Texas. This is what they say. Hi, we're a rock and roll band from Austin, Texas called the Whalers. We try to make songs that we would enjoy listening to. None of you will like all of our songs, but if you like some of them, that's the way we do it. We'd like to hear what songs you love and wish you don't. And they have a website called whalersband.com.
And excellent
stuff. I
found
that in the best of rock category for USA.
Oh, that was very, very specific.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Forgive me. While the last minute of that track was playing, I was actually watching a video clip of a pigeon invading the crucible here in Sheffield while the World Snooker Championships are happening. I'll put a link into the show notes because it is actually quite funny, particularly the reaction of the two players. Anyway, welcome one and all. You are very welcome indeed to the podcast episode 710. On this week's show, we'll have our usual mix of 8 pieces of Creative Commons music and probably, most likely, and almost definitely something to waffle about halfway through the show. Not least of which, happy belated birthday to Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah.
96 years old. Yeah.
We absolutely feel bad because we thought she was 97.
This is true. This is true. It's good. It's an amazing birthday. How many years should be on the throne now?
Oh, blimey.
70.
Is it a 70-year jubilee?
70 or 75, I can't remember. And of course, thank you, Your Majesty, for the extra bank holiday we get in the beginning of June for the privilege of celebrating your jubilee. All right, let's crack on. A certain person listening in our live chat room at the moment may be having a little bit of a sense of deja vu with this one. This is Rich Taste with Beautiful Misery.
Misery. there. I'm Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
Thursday morning waking, lots of people crying, and I thought I saw angels there, flying through the channel air. They whispered, don't you? Someone's petty hate and crimes. Good is here and everywhere. God is always on our side. I saw my wife's eyes filled with tears that her belief should bring us. Just ain't the same. I told her these are not your sins. That's someone else's petty crimes. Good is here and everywhere. God is always on your side.
One in Best of Rock, but for UK instead of USA. And I don't care that that was in 2008. I thought that was just a beautiful track. Mm. And in the show notes, I've put a Hobon song, and we call that a hair on back of neck song when we're watching the Eurovision Song Contest. It just I reacted to it.
I mean, the song was really good. I wouldn't say it was a Hobon. Actually, that sounds wrong. a hair on back of neck song for
it
me.
It was for me. I just really liked it. But anyway, that is Paul Lissack and After the Ice, Thursday Morning Waking, from London, the UK. Rock, progressive, independently minded and unashamedly populist. Now, I think that they don't exist anymore as an artist because I could not find any social media presence, and they did have links to like websites and things, but they were all dead. Mm. So I'll give them the due. If that was 2008, that's a little while ago. So it's almost understandable, but I just like it.
No, it was a really good track. Did enjoy it. And before that, you heard Rich Taste with their track Beautiful Misery. That was actually taken from their 2008 album, Lights and Shades. Now, we originally played this track. This is a repeat play. We played this track originally back in 2011 on episode 165. And it's not because our very own Peter, Mint Spider, has recently caught up with that episode in his back catalogue catch-up. It's actually because the band recently re-uploaded their back catalogue into Jamendo in the last few days. And as I was scrolling through the latest tracks on Jamendo, I spotted two albums that Rich Taste had put up. And I thought, yeah, go on then, let's do it. So you may end up hearing some more tracks from Rich Taste over the next few weeks that I'll select from their first two albums. But they are from Zurich in Switzerland. I couldn't tell you whether they still exist. I presume they do because they uploaded the back catalogue. Whether they're still performing or not, I really couldn't tell you. You can find more of their stuff over on Jamendo. Like I said, two albums on there, plenty and plenty to choose from. Right, let's have a look in our chat room and see who is listening to us live right this very moment over at thebugcast.org/live.
We're a chatty bunch, so give me a second. Now, I know George Geospar is kind of there, but he's also on a walkies. Peter Patterson's there, Kevy, and at one point Kevy's wife, so yes. Hello, Mrs. Kevy. Maestresio says he couldn't be here with the live show, but I'm sure he'll listen to us later on. And we've got Yannick, Wee Guy as well. Oh, the full Kevy contingency. I got that name wrong. And yeah, me and you.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, as always, for coming and joining us live. If you're listening to this and wondering what we're talking about, what's this live stream you're talking about? We do record this show live every Friday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time. You are always welcome to come along and join us. The live show happens at thebugcast.org/live, but we're also on Telegram. You can join us there at any time. And it's fairly active, I would say, over at thebugcast.org/telegram.
Yeah. And it's alive almost every Friday night. Most Friday nights. Very rare. Very, 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 very rare that we don't do one.
I would suggest that the average is around 50 out of every 52 weeks.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
Yes. Based on the idea that we tend to do 50 shows a year. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we also have some loyal takeoverists.
Takeoverists. Oh, I like that. I like that word. But not only do our takeoverists step in for us when we have other things to do, like visiting family or Christmas or whatever. We have had at least one occasion, possibly two, where one of our takeoverists has actually said to us, "You're not doing a show this week. We are." Which was great because we got an impromptu week off that time round.
Would that call them hijack takeoverists?
Heistists.
Heistists. Oh, the Ooh. Heistists with the most. Heistists with the meistest.
With the meistest.
Yeah, it didn't quite work.
Yes. Yes. Yannick said 50 out of 52 weeks, you guys need to get a life.
Save but the person who joined us regularly.
Touché.
But then maybe we are the life that he seeks.
Ah. But the thing is, though, people have made this show and the live broadcast of this show part of their life.
Yes. And to be fair, the live show wouldn't be as good without the jibber jabber of that lot.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Yes. I think that's fair to say, don't you?
I would agree. I would agree. It's nice to have people kind of feeding back live and bouncing off when we're doing this show. And we welcome the interruption.
Yes.
Sorry, did I say interruption? I meant interaction, but yes. Anyway, let me dig myself out of this hole I have put myself into. This is Besson and Saar with She.
She wears fun perfume, heel track, into twice with night velvet, skin softer than memory. How many nights one sleeps alone?
My name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast. Ooh, a writer.
Staring at my reflection in in my hand. I look into the eyes of the biggest mistaker in all the land. But I don't wanna go. Please, not you too.
When I think of you, yeah.
And that wonderful track was Sam Brown with, excuse me, Think of You. Excuse me is not in the title.
Yes.
From Charlotte in North Carolina. We've played three of his tracks so far, and this was the fourth one, as in this was the last one that we could play without saying that we've played all the tracks.
Oh.
He started an adolescent fascination with audio engineering from a very early age. At the tender age of 13, he began recording his older siblings' band's music at their rehearsals. Eventually, he started to write, record, and produce his own material, and naturally came out of his musings in his home studio. Now, the ones that he's put on Jamendo are his original tracks, but he has made a name for himself on YouTube and other streaming services doing popular covers, but in different formats, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
might have acoustic version of a rock song and vice versa. So there you go.
Awesome. Went down, went in the chat room, that
good.
And before that, you heard Besson and Saar with their track She. This is a brand new track released earlier this week. We've played them a number of times. Played them, I think Carol and I played them last week, in fact. They're from Russia, and you can find all of their tracks that they have released so far over at their Jamendo profile, which we will link to in our show notes.
Yes, yes, we will.
That's all I've got, I'm afraid. That's all the information I have. Right. Okay. So, what's been going on this week then? Obviously, I've mentioned the Her Majesty's birthday and Jubilee.
Boris got a bit of a spanking.
Hmm?
Boris got a bit of a spanking.
Boris did get a bit of a spanking over the fines that he received for
the parties that don't take
parties that, yeah, that didn't happen. He apologised officially as Parliament reconvened after the Easter break on Tuesday, and subsequently got absolutely pasted in Parliament.
Let us do this the proper way. When he went on Tuesday, he apologised, but apology wasn't worth... one of the MPs put it in the best way. His apology was the equivalent of somebody apologising in a headmaster's office in the quickest time possible to get out of there, because he literally said two words about it and then he moved on to something else.
Mm.
He then met with his MPs to try and shore up support and, you know, we can do all this. They then said that they would table an alternative motion to kick it down the road because they want to refer him to a Parliamentary Privileges Committee. And
yes.
They thought, well, we'll do an amendment and you can't do that until after a certain period. Then he told his MPs that it would be a free line whip, which means that you will vote the way I tell you to vote. And then they realised that they couldn't enforce that, so it would be a free vote. And I genuinely think they thought that it was a shoo-in until they heard the strength of feelings. It was a five-hour debate, and it wasn't just opposition people talking about him in a negative way. It was his own party. Some really strong words as well. So effectively, the vote that they were going to contest went through. So he will be referred.
Yes. And at the point that it was... So the way it works in the Westminster Parliament is if there is a question, then the Speaker of the House calls out those in favour say aye, those against say no. And no one said no.
Yeah.
Not even anybody on the Conservative benches.
But I think that's because they realised that it was pointless to say no.
Yes, exactly. So everybody was expecting it to go to a full division where they all file out and everybody individually places casts a vote, which is public and everybody knows who voted for what. That might be one of the reasons why they did that, Love, because they didn't want to go down the who actually voted yes or no. So they just thought, let it pass through.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing was, though, is that I think they genuinely thought that it was a shoo-in for them and then they realised it wasn't. So they knew that if it went to a vote, it would have been even more embarrassing. The other thing to work might be mindful as well, had any of those MPs voted against the inquiry, they would have been leaflet fodder for elections coming up. Not just the May ones, any elections. Oh, you know, don't trust this MP because he voted for a liar, etc. So, in a way, they were in their own purgatory because effectively they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. If they blocked it, they would be classified as being corrupt and trying to cover up. If they don't block it, they run the risk of their leader being found guilty, and that could mean that he could get suspended for a period of time from Parliament or banned from Parliament. Very unlikely, but it's still embarrassing. On top of that, the Met Police have decided they're not going to publish any details of any fines they do until after the elections. Now, they're on a sticky wicket because they'll now be accused of being corrupt. But if they did post it, they could be accused of, well, why did you post that? Because you could have skewed the... So they can't win, which is sad.
Yeah, but I think in the grand scheme of things, they're doing the better of two bad things.
They're doing the lesser of two evils.
Yes,
effectively,
absolutely. I'm going to put in the show notes: Boris gets a spanking. There we go. I injured myself at the weekend. I was at the chapel, and we have our windows open during the service for COVID reasons. And at the end of the service, I got onto a chair to close the window. When I got off the chair, I landed really, really cockeyed and ended up falling on the floor, having sprained my ankle.
And then we did a nearly 9-mile walk the next
and
day.
And then we did a 9-mile walk the following day, which, to be fair, by the end of the walk, I couldn't feel anything anyway.
Is that because you'd gone all numb?
Yeah.
So I helped you?
No, because I'm now paying for it, because it still hurts even now. I've still struggled to walk down the stairs.
Oh, dear.
I have to do them kind of sideways.
But then you've not done what they normally tell you to do for a sprain, which is elevation, compression, ice, all that jazz.
It's epic, isn't it, or something?
Something like that.
Elevation, pressure.
There's probably a million ones. Ice. I knew one as rice.
Oh, that was it. Rice. Rest, ice.
Ice.
Compression, elevation.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Yep. But no, I'm stupid, so I don't do things like that. I don't do things the way they should be done. But, you know, whatever.
You're the one that said it.
Indeed. Now, Tuesday, Caroline.
Tuesday.
What are you doing on Tuesday?
Oh, yes. The Tuesday coming, not the Tuesday just gone. Well, most of the chat room will know this. We're the art group that me and Des goes to, we're doing an exhibition. The last exhibition we did was in June, July of 2019, just before the pandemic, when we just joined the group and we had very little time to get things together. Dave will attest that the house has been... Let's not mince words here. It's just been a dumping site of art stuff while I've been preparing things. But I got some stuff printed properly, and I've been making things. So I've always liked the idea of doing pastel drawings, but I've always found that it's really messy and it never stays on the paper. And then on these groups that I'm in, I kept seeing people saying pastels on pastel mat. So I had to find out what pastel mat was. And it is paper, but it's almost like a sandpaper. And it's brilliant because it has the exact opposite problem for pastels. It just sticks and you can layer. Whereas usually if you put pastel down on a smoother paper and you try to add more on top of it, it just kind of overtakes and it goes. So I'm quite enjoying it.
Mm.
But I've compared what I put through last time to this time, and it's a significant improvement. So that's going to be fun. That's on the 7th and 8th of May. And the other bit of news, Alex had his jab. It's a third of a dose. But he's been very brave. So he's had his first COVID jab.
Yas.
Yeah.
Indeed. So it's been a busy old week.
Yep.
Isn't it? Cool. Okie dokes, let's crack on with some more music. This is Cavi Jesse Hockaday with The Road Is Long and Winding.
Losing everything you know, that's where you'll find me. I'm way up in the sky. Even in the darkest times, even in the dead of night, I can see your vision holding out a light. That's where I'll go. That's where you'll find me. Oh, it may seem like the road is long. Oh, it may seem like the road is long and winding. That's where you'll find me. That's where you'll find me. That's where I'm going. That's where I'm going. Even in the darkness, even in the chaos, even
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Say the word, I'll be there for as long as we stand. We'll be together.
Musical. Chinese drop the ball. You know they will, it won't be long until they come into Taiwan. They love my song just like Hong Kong and Falun Gong. They're super strong. Will the police smash your face? You know they will if you step out of place. Oh yeah, in any case, they use their maze. The human race, they will erase with.
Major Major with Chinese Drop, also from Austin, Texas. Now, I thought we'd played more than one track of Major Major because they've got loads of tracks available, but we've only played one, and that track that we played was on show 174. So that's a long time ago.
It was.
Now, again, that track's from 2008, and it was in the Best of Rock for USA. But I'm like, how would I not spot that before? Because I really liked that. And again, I suspect that they are not more because they had socials and they've disappeared. So, but what a track. You can find out more by checking out the Jamendo profile and they've got oodles of songs available.
Oodles of noodles. Or something like that. And before that, you heard Cabby Jesse Hockaday with his track, The Road Is Long and Winding. Cavi is a poet, musician and spiritual philosopher from Santa Fe, New Mexico. He plays music from Zen guitar to awakened folk and ambient soundscape. I played his track I Just Wanted to Let You Know on episode 706, but this was a track taken from his latest album release, Sorrow, Joy and Everything Else, a compilation of all singles and tracks recorded in the last year, plus some bonus tracks never previously released. Cavi says, this one just about sums up where I am these days. Trying to hold the light for beauty and simplicity in a dark and complicated world. Find out more about Cavi over at his official website, which is cavijezzyhockaday.com. You can find the link over in our show notes if you can't work out the spelling, because I certainly can't spell it. Yes.
You're so funny.
Yes, yes, I am. I know. Right, there is one more track to play, which I will tell you about very shortly. Just to let you know that next week, the Budcast episode 711 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Friday the 29th of April at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact for any reason, we would love to hear from you. You can send us an email, feedback@thebudcast.org, or of course you can catch up with us on the socials. Our details can be found over at thebudcast.org/contact.
Okay.
I think that is it. I think this is just last track time. We are... Oh no, it's not quite as short an episode as I thought it was going to be. Now,
that's because I witted. Is that the right word? Withered?
Yes. And to be fair, it is what we do.
I'm glad you said we, because I thought you were going to defend my honour then, but you went, yeah, you're withered.
Mm-hmm. No. This is a thing. It's funny, actually. I'm about to witter now, actually. I was having a meeting with my team earlier on today. We meet on a daily basis, but we also have weekly and monthly ceremonies and sessions. And it is very, very unusual for us to finish a meeting in the time that we set aside for it. Now, we don't bother extending the meetings because we know that even if we extended the meeting, we would still overrun, because we very often end up segueing, going off in tangents, and it just end up talking about stuff that isn't particularly work related. So, yeah, very guilty of that.
Well, I listen to you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite amusing at times.
It's very amusing because you end up sending me little pieces of paper across the desk, highlighting inaccuracies and I was about to say anachronisms. That's not the word I'm looking for. Things where I
think it was when you said to one of your guys, because it was coming
from you. I've got it here.
You know, it's your review, do it however you want, present it however you want, but don't make it too long. And
right.
I'm like...
So, this was when I was setting my guys up for their end-of-year reviews, which were last month. And I, when it came to how the review was going to happen, they do the review. They review to me. I don't lead the meeting, they do. And I said, and this is quoted from Caroline's note that she sent to me, you can do this in any way you wish. Just don't give me a 26-slide PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm. And that to me was a contradiction.
That's the word I was looking for, contradiction.
You can't say do it any way you want and then follow that with, but don't do it.
You can do it any way you like, within reason. Anyway, our last track this evening is from Stefan Kartenberg. We have played a good number of his tracks in the past. The track we're going to be playing you this evening is actually taken from his latest album, Talk to Me, which was released only a couple of weeks ago. He's from Germany, and you can find out more about him over at ccmixter.org/people/JeffSpeed68. I don't know why. JeffSpeed68, not a clue. Unless Jeff Speed's a character. I don't know. Now, I have personal reasons for liking Stefan Kartenberg's music, because he provides the theme tune for The Big Slurp, which is my solo podcast, which is actually sorely in need of some new episodic emissions. I shall get that sorted out over the next couple of weeks, I think. So anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening. We shall leave you with Stefan Kartenberg, can't even say it, Stefan Kartenberg, and his track My Old Junk Car. You are going to love this. Caroline was talking about Hair on Back of Neck.
Yep.
This did it for me. Stefan Kartenberg and My Old Junk Car. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
come on, what is it? Oh, man. I don't want to start. I'll try. Now I have to walk. And it's raining.
Mile for mile bit the dust, we did everything. On the road we had fun and our time stood still. Sometimes when the weather failed, it didn't matter to us. We speeded up and chased other cars. Oh, it was such a good time.
Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at othersidenetwork.com.